hating on my comment. Sickest niggas doing it, don't speak to you, I vomit. So go and tell my mama that I'm on it. Yeah, took a hiatus, but I'm back and I swear. I would do it to the bullets, my thoughts are like bullets. My brain is like a gun, hit the roof and get the bullet. I gave you the best of me, chapter after chapter, cause my mama didn't raise no whack ass rapper. So peace, I gotta kill it. Make it so you feel it. Forget my swag, you can suck my brilliance. Voted most talented back in high school. So when I brag, I kinda feel I have the right to. Your girl like my songs, her mom might too. I got a fetish for the Franklins like I like dudes. The cruise to the top is not smooth, so I packed up my talent and my best pair of shoes. I'm rapping and rapping and rapping. I gotta get up out of the stream. I gotta know I can do it, put my mind to it. Make my mama proud of me. Everyone, I feel like I let down. I promise T, it's okay. You can call me dad now. My mind was in a different place. I can't tell you where I've been, but I'm never looking back. I put that on my gram, man. I think about solo and how I left them solo. But that boy gon' be okay. He lived to see another day. Warriors, we're warriors. We fight to see another day. But I'm looking to the heels like my mom be telling me. My dad, it seems like I don't listen to what you say. But just know I really do. I just gotta live for me. Bro, shit, you gon' always live forever. You will never be forgotten. You will always be remembered. I feel like I owe the world. If I didn't mention you, I promise I'ma make you proud. I am so inspired too. Nothing's gonna stop me. Nothing's gonna hold me. I'm going for the gold, man. I'm feeling so cold.
And chasing this paper, just trying to get better for me. No time for your haters, my swag, you can't fade it. I'll shine to the top, you will see. Looking out for my family and friends, all the people who knew that someday they would be.
What up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Cincinnati's Conscience. It's Jay All Day and the homegirl, Cole.
What's up, Cincinnati?
Yeah, we're just listening to Forever by Crack Sauce. I thought that was an appropriate beginning because it feels like forever since we talked to you last.
Okay.
This is the only show in town where the citizens are the celebrities. We have a guest in today who is not only a citizen, but a citizen on a mission. He is owner and proprietor to the latest urban hip-hop shop, located in the heart of Over the Rhine. Y'all listen in, listen up, and listen for all the hottest new information, as well as the hottest local music, and fun segments like Look What I Found. This is Cincinnati's Conscience, and you're listening to WVQC. Are you turned on?
Thank you.
pretty, but that was Iolite. Shouts out to Iolite. The song is Rooms. Y'all are listening to Cincinnati's Conscience. We're the only show in town where you, the citizens, are the celebrities. Our guest today, again, is the owner of the OTR shop located on Main Street, or as it's spelled out, Original Thoughts Require, correct?
Yep.
Correct? In the studio with us is James. What's going on, James?
How y'all doing?
Let's get all the basic stuff out the way. You know, are you a native Cincinnatian?
No, actually, I'm from Dayton, Ohio.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we love Dayton. Oh, we're going to throw an O to Dayton.
Right up the road.
Oh! We throw O's when we're just showing a little love.
Yeah.
With the O being the premise of the general state of Ohio. So you right in the mix with all of that.
Okay.
So you're originally from Dayton?
Yep.
How'd you end up in Cincinnati?
I moved down here in 2001 to go to UC.
Okay.
So went down there, started out in engineering. Finished up in marketing, okay. So I've been here ever since.
Okay. So you started off in engineering. What gave you the business bug or the entrepreneurial bug, if you will?
All my life, I've always had that entrepreneurial bug. Mm-hmm. But I kind of chose a different path when I came to UC. Okay. They offered me a scholarship in engineering.
Okay.
So, you know, I went for the money.
Scholarships are nice.
Yeah, very nice. But I did it for 2 years, and it just wasn't something for me.
Okay.
It was completely different. I didn't have any background, and I went to a predominantly black high school in Dayton, so like we didn't have any engineering background. It just sounded good, and they gave me the money, so it was just like, go. But then when I got into it, it just wasn't for me again, and marketing was more up my alley.
Okay.
And, you know, follow my heart.
So was the OTR shop born out of those years at UC, or was there other endeavors before you decided this is what you wanted to do?
It was born pretty much my last year at UC. I had done a little traveling and went to some shops in Chicago and in New York and just kind of saw how they had a different vibe than we had in Cincinnati, and I just really wished that we had that. And then I just kind of put, you know, my plans in the motion and just went after the shop then, that way.
Well, it sounds like we can have it with folks like you thinking out loud and outside of the box. That's what's good. So OTR was born.
Yes.
And what exactly is it for those who don't know?
OTR is a contemporary streetwear shop. So it's a little different than your typical urban shop where, you know, you have like your Sean Johns and your Fat Farms and things like that. It's more about the independent designers. So we carry like t-shirt lines from just the up and coming brands. We've got a couple Cincinnati brands, Sucker for Love, Play Me, Era Apparel. So those are
the okay. But, I'm sorry, I got a little giddy. Didn't mean to interrupt you.
It's all good. But no, we're just all about just showing love to the artists out there that's really trying to get their thing popping without, you know, the corporate help, the corporate backing and all that big money. So
that is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is such a beautiful concept. And I'm not sure if it's new because shops are, you know, small, eclectic shops are all throughout Cincinnati. But to hear it come from an urban perspective is always beautiful, at least for me, because that's where I find myself in my niche. You know, that is where like-minded folk hang out, you know, like myself and Colette. So that's beautiful. So the shop, you have it on in Over the Rhine. Is that coincidence, or was that strategic based on the name?
Initially, I actually had a completely different name for it when I first started it, or the concept when I was still in school. But when I actually found the place where I wanted to do it, about 2 years ago, really, is when I knew that I wanted to come down to Over the Rhine.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's kind of when I wanted to make a name that kind of paid homage to the neighborhood. And that's where the original thought required. I wanted to create a shop and a space where people could come down and think outside the box and also, you know, tie back to just Over the Rhine. So that's where the OTR original thought required.
I just want to keep you in my pocket.
You don't
want to
do it?
I just think it's beautiful when, again, people recognize not only a need that they can provide a service or a product for that need, but also recognize a community. And in recognizing that community, even if you have to sometimes adjust the original business model to more accurately reflect and incorporate the market that you're serving. So, I mean, I'm cheesing so hard. Okay, so in doing so, how has business been and what would you like to see it become? You know, it's starting now. Mm-hmm. new?
Business has been great so far. We've been here just a little over a month. Mm-hmm. So we're just really about building up the brand, building up awareness. I'm just trying to, you know, just get more and more people to find out about the shop and just to come down. Pretty much when somebody comes in, like, they, you know, they feel the space and they really like what we're carrying. So, like, the feedback has been great. So it's just more about just, you know, building the brand and just making sure more people know about
it. I was on the website, and I just like how you take pictures of folks by your logo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it sounds really simple, but it is very effective in stirring up, I guess, local pride. I don't know. I just know looking at it and feeling really good, kind of like this conversation we're having here. Because, like you, you know, this radio show was conceptualized and birthed from a need to show a little pride, you know, to people who really love where they live. One of us, or maybe both of us, I know I did, Kalei, I think you did too, had to go away for a little bit to recognize the significance of the contributions that Cincinnati has, not only maybe locally to its citizens, but even nationally and even globally. Mm-hmm. So for others who have come here by way of college or family or necessity to also see the potential in the city, again, makes me feel real good right here.
All up in here.
All up in here. No, that's phlegm, Cole. Cough it out. Cough it out. Y'all are listening to Cincinnati's Conscience. And again, we're the only show in town where you, everybody out there listening in the 513 area code, and some of you in the 859, I think Indiana is 317. Maybe? 614? Yeah. Anybody in listening distance and those extended family members out on the World Wide Web, this is the only place in town where you get the real lowdown about what's going on here in Cincinnati. We'll talk more with James about the OTR shop. We'll also introduce a new segment. You know how we like our regularly scheduled segments, like For Real, Poetry Patch, Word from the Streets. Well, we got a new one. It's called Bam.
It's
we'll tell y'all what it is a little later. But right now we're gonna play a little local music, not a little as in size, but a little as in, you know, a little. This is What's Life. King Justice Allah is the artist. This has sort of a reggae kind of, I don't know, alternative vibe, Coco.
I don't know, but I like it.
You like it a lot?
I like it.
We like it a lot. Y'all, this is Cincinnati's Conscience. Are you turned on?
I'm trying to look, y'all. A lot of time.
Thank you.
Okay, y'all. Did y'all get it? Did you feel it? We did. Brought a little warmth to me on this kind of cloudy, little chilly Monday afternoon.
Sure, indeed it did.
Showing a little love and throwing an O to King Justice Allah. Oh! Kole may also want to roar for you, you know, like Leo's think alike, you know.
Roar.
Oh, oh.
I know that one.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
This is Cincinnati's Conscience, where we don't mind getting in line to throw y'all a dime for free. This is the hottest local music.
I need my dime back.
Colette said it's a recession.
Remix.
We're the only show where you are the guest star. By far. In the booth today, we have James. He is the owner and proprietor of Original Thought Required, a.k.a. the OTR Shop. So we were talking about the shop, and let's get into a little bit of what you have to offer. Right now, you're currently top-heavy.
Yeah, we are. Right now, we pretty much carry a lot of T-shirts, some jackets, hoodies, sweatshirts, and sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty... We're pretty top heavy, like
right,
I said.
Right.
But next phase, we're going to get into some footwear. We're looking at some denim brands as well as some jewelry.
Okay. Okay. Local, or you just, you know, you're globally like the market nowadays?
Yeah, I'm definitely global. I'm always looking for local artists, local designers, but also up and coming brands and artists and designers from all over the country, all over the world.
Right.
But just trying to give everybody, you know, an avenue
exactly
to break their work.
Okay. You also are interested in featuring some local art as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Right now, we're featuring the art of Manny. Man-made art. It's crazy. Crazy hip-hop artwork.
Crazy!
When you see it, you're going to think it's Photoshop, but it's not.
Definitely
acrylic paint on canvas.
Exactly.
He's super talented.
Y'all ain't ready for that, really. You know, you need to stop into the OTR shop and see what we're talking about, because words only do so much justice to the work, you know, that he does. He has worked with several other entrepreneurs in the neighborhood, with the Paint by Numbers series. He's been featured at Ink Tank, a lot of places. So please, please. But you're also looking for others.
Yes.
So if you are an artist, pulling from, hopefully we'd like to call a cry of support from places like the Art Academy or DAF, you know, students who are looking for an opportunity to showcase and maybe aren't quite ready for their own show, solo show, please take advantage of some of these opportunities, because I believe the OTR shop is going to be a spot that's filled to capacity regularly during the season, you know, the summer season coming in, because I really like what you have.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what other things you're doing besides the store.
Okay.
We had just mentioned during the song segment, or we were talking behind the scenes about, I don't know if you call it a concert, but it was definitely a musical venue.
Yeah, last Friday we had a party. We called it Fly or Die, and we had it at Grammar's, and it just was a great response. We had, almost 400 people came out. A lot of people didn't even know what Grammar's was before.
Right.
You know, before we said we're going to have a party there, and everybody found it, and everybody came out, had a great time. We're actually going to do it again next month. Fly or Die 2.
You have to.
Definitely. We don't have a date for it yet, but it's definitely going to be in April.
And I know there were DJs, three DJs.
Yep.
What did it all entail?
We had three DJs, or at the last event, we had three DJs, DJ Bell, DJ Clockwork, and DJ Bandcamp. We also had two bands or two artist groups or what have you.
Right.
We had up-and-coming band Uzi, and then we also had Wally Vega and Garrett Stallings, who performed together as well, and they just gave killer shows, and everybody enjoyed themselves.
I was so upset. I had seen the advertisement, mm-hmm. but unfortunately I had to work, so I'm very much looking forward to it. Based on what I saw on the flyer, I was really excited. Again, I had never really been in Grammar's since they closed down as a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and that was many, many, many years ago, so I'm not really sure, like others who said they didn't know, how many in the urban community know
yeah.
what exactly Grammar's is and what happens there. Oftentimes we drive down Liberty and see a bunch of cars there and go, what is that place?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So mm-hmm. now y'all know, not only is it a spot that sits on the corner of Liberty and Walnut Street, but it's also a venue place, a place that you can host a venue
mm-hmm.
and patronize venues like Fly or Die.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, well, we have some questions that we ask all of our guests. What's your favorite thing about Cincinnati? What's your least favorite thing about Cincinnati? But before we get to that, one of the things we do is, again, shout out love through spotlighting local music and local segments. And so we'll go ahead and play another song. I Want to Love You is a track by THC.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with what most of you are probably thinking about.
Get your head out.
THC stands for the human concept, and it consists of Lavish, V6, or more recently, Phoenix 6,
mm-hmm.
and Ariel Underwood, a.k.a. the Black Barbie. I Want to Love You, I think, is an appropriate song to throw on because that's what we want to do here at Cincinnati's Conscience. We want to love you as citizens of Cincinnati, and we want you to love us. All those folks here in the city who have discovered that this place is unique, special, all those words that classify some place that is not like any other place. This is Cincinnati's Conscious. We're very grateful to be on WVQC. Soon, 95.7 FM on your FM radio dial. You guys need to get down and support all these local endeavors, whether it be businesses, nonprofits, that, again, represent Cincinnati to the fullest. This is Cincinnati's Conscience. Are you turned on?
I want to love you. I want to love you. Make it be alright. It's gonna be alright. I want to love you. I want to love you. Make it be alright. It's gonna be alright.
There's a special connection deep within my spiritual. My healing touch of lessons mostly through these musicals. Lyrical inspiration, sets off sensation, THC. More than the mental collaboration, I'm waiting for all my people to come together as one. Waving their hands side to side with much love and much fun. It gives me pleasure to see a smile on your face and brighten up my day. Now let's make a change in a positive way. And everything is going to be alright. Okay, no matter what I'm doing, the Lord puts in your face. It's a good look when we feed our energy. My aim is one love, so I love you unconditionally. But much love, y'all, it's alright.
I want to love you and make it be alright. It's gonna be alright. I want to love you. I want to love you and make it be alright. It's gonna be alright.
I wanna love you, but love don't live here. I wanna love you, but love don't seem clear. So I meditate, watch it till it levitate, elevate, past the star in the pearly gates. I wanna love you and try to make it alright. But I can't bring you the light. You still fight, so I'ma leave the choice of you on how you live in your life. You get the hype, I can show you right. Not like Tina and Ike, or Rocky and Whitney. All I want is you to be with me, I give you my kidney. Just take a stroll with you and walk the city. Stare deep into your eyes, cause you look so pretty. Never said ditty, always keep it real with you, ditty. That's why I always got your back, cause you never forget me. So I never forget you. Cherish the day we met, and pray that I never regret you.
I wanna love you. You love you. You are a part of the
Bless this whole world with the sound of love. No one can do it better. Now come together and sing about the sound of love. Like when we stick together, no one can ever break the tide of this bond of love. As when we join together and be the voice of love.
I want to love you. I want to
la, 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 la.
Make it be alright.
Be alright. Be alright.
I want to love you.
Be alright,
be alright,
be alright.
I want to love you. I want to love you. Be alright,
be alright,
be alright. I want to love you. Be alright,
be alright,
you're gonna be alright.
Be alright.
I want to love you. I want to love you. And be alright. We're gonna be alright.
Oh, na 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 na.
Real people, it's a real natty and it's real nasty. I'ma bring the proof and I'ma live the truth, cause I don't want no one to. Like Teddy Waver and Doc, I'm classy. One with the one with the cat and the nasty. Except for the fact you can choose the one with the one you wanna keep battling. Choose up the knock, go like a flow, like a lock. A static shot, static stop, or static drop. And then to match it, 8 cabbages a lot. Feeling my gut, they got me and my man's last foul and get past. Never stupid, doing math. Never do you tell you no trash. I don't rap, I roar. Real speed, don't bang they bass. A Donatello stab. Smart sparks make the party rock when nobody drop out the music stop. Everything is good, splendid, no one injured. Need me some women like it was my intention. No crapping with some niggas, acting ignorant. Young boy, y'all been there before. Been past women, any man want four. And everywhere there's more, want more, want four. If needs be, peace between peace to move forward. I can do this all day like what's born.
Yeah,
Rap
Calculus. Reinventing myself, the name is Rock. Feeling love and I hope it don't stop. Born to flow, Aquarius water. Never thought I would have to bear my father. Don't understand or why I even bother. Lost my sister the same old 4 years. Seems like my dress is so clear. Don't weigh all those fears. Open those ears and understand what I'm dying to do is survive the truth. So yeah, I'm cold and dark like my jersey winner. Stuck down Stevie and Willie's the center. Something to remember, you don't want to change. I'm picking the games and the things that the brain. I tell you my aim, make fam proud, stay in mouth. Cause niggas wanna die, so put it in your mouth. Cause I never wanna talk. Yeah.
I rise to the words of Huey, advance to the talk of Nina. Look around for the track that mix that techno with that hip hop fever. I spit that fire, that fury, no need to hire, no jury to vote for Ian. Shit, I'm investing in the skin. C-I-N-C-I-N when the V drop, I rock cocks and the rhymes start going in. We pull through the backdrop and the boots to kick in that creativeness. You're working lazy, you're restless, and having sound and impressive. It's spit eclectic injections, I'm the hottest shit.
Gotta let them know the lyrics I am cold. Come something like something inside and flow. No button, only for the picture pose. The truth, the negative disappears till the sun exposed. Me speak for my father and pray with my bros. Don't blow to a blow. Be professional or be accident prone. Two soldiers go hard to go home. You ain't fully grown as your flesh is dead and gone. Every day knowledge flows. Every day write a poem. I want 40 plus, so every day finger down to the bone. Till I can't get a job, I don't need no more on my dome. At the top of the temple, black 10 shots higher than chrome. To God, my vehicle while I move on this road. Say la, hallelujah, shalom. As you feel the vibe of my throat, scream like you already know. Project your praise to the throne. They push it to the cliff, but he went through the midst of them.
Okay, y'all. Were y'all ready for that? Another little reggae flair, reggae feel. That was Lie, and that was Doc Lyons featuring Anisha Morgan and Rock Takamas. Before that is I Want to Love You. Like we said, that was THC. Let's throw a little O to Lavish, Ariel, and Phoenix Six. Oh! We throw a little one so y'all can catch it. You know, so something too big, y'all scrambling, and somebody fall down. Y'all listening to Cincinnati's Conscience, WBQC is the internet radio dial. We're your local listening alternative. There's nothing wrong with the local radio stations that we have. We respect and appreciate their contributions. But if y'all are looking for something slightly different and outside of the box, tune in to WBQC for not only our show, but other radio shows. The Rise, The Happy Hemptress, one of our favorites. If you guys have any comments, questions, want to hear somebody, you want to send your music, you want to be on the show, send us an email, nattiminds@ymail.com. That's nattiminds at ymail.com. You can also call us, 513-207-1112. That's the Cincinnati's Conscience line. Leave your information if you want to be on the show. We record live Mondays from 2 to 3, so go ahead and get that in. Also, if you'd like to call us live here in the studio, we got somebody in here that you know. You want to show some love, ask some questions, anything short of acting a fool, because we always request respect. You can give us a call in-house, 513-564-9600. I think Coco's going to introduce our next segment. We like to include with each show sort of a regular segment. We do one differently each week. And this one is, look what I found. Coco, what is that?
Boy, look what we found. Let it take you back, y'all.
This is
all right. You're going to feel it.
I don't know if Coco feeling it yet, but when I turn this on, y'all all gonna jump out of whatever seat you see sitting in. If you're at your desk warn your boss right now, if you're in your car, you might want to pull over. If you're babysitting, y'all might want to put the kids in the other room. Because if they join in, they're going to want to dance, too. We were rummaging through some music this weekend, and Look What I Found is about songs that you've either maybe never heard before. Maybe you bought a CD and you only bought it for one song, and so you never really listened to the other songs on the CD. Or maybe it's a song that you haven't heard in a really long time, and this isn't limited to just local artists. We will play anybody. This is a national recording artist. We're going way back into the 80s when Ramps and Adidas were the attire of choice.
Let me tell you.
I'm not going to intro, but I'm sure as soon as you hear it, you'll know what it is. Y'all take a listen.
Thank you.
Okay, Cole, sit down, sit down. Stop cabbage patching all through the office. Y'all wasn't ready for that, were you? And that is, look what I found. Okay? Y'all need to listen in every week. We get a little crazy like this all the time. This is normal for us. This is normal. We step outside of the box so others can, you know, jump in. This is Cincinnati's conscience. You and me, we're all the celebrities. In the booth today, James, owner of the OTR shop. Let's let everybody know your hours, maybe if they want to contact you, maybe a local artist would want to contact you. How do they get in touch with you?
All right. We're located at 1307 Main Street. Our hours are 12 to 7, Monday through Saturday, and 2 to 6 on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Our website address is otrfresh.com.
That it is, y'all.
And our email address is info@otrfresh.com.
Okay. Well, we're getting pretty close to the end of another show. I hate when this happens, always. But I think before we let go... I like that little smooth, well, kind of smooth segue into that. Before we let go, we would love to find out, you know, we ask the same questions of all our guests. What's your favorite thing about Cincinnati and what's your least favorite thing about Cincinnati? Your favorite, because we love to shout out love for the city that we live in. Your least favorite, more importantly, because like any community that's trying to grow and improve itself, we want to know what we can do to be better. So answer in any order that you like.
Okay. Well, I'll start out by saying my least favorite thing.
Okay.
My least favorite is sort of the old spirit of Cincinnati, the sort of the spirit of complacency, no change, and just, you know, being totally segregated and not, you know, not interacting with one another, not trying to move the city forward. That's like the biggest thing that I don't like.
Do you think it's prevalent even in the urban community where you think it's a little more integrated? You know, sometimes people think, oh, that's the suburbs. But do you still notice it in the urban
community? Yeah, I notice it. I notice it in every aspect of the city. There's still, you know, that thought process of where, you know, we've been doing things this one way for so long that we don't need to change it.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, there's always room for change.
Exactly.
Always.
Well, if they look at it, they can see we need to change.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Different consciousness, folks, if you will.
And paint is not the answer.
Yeah. No, you can't paint it. Paint just covers
Still
up.
Air.
Yeah. Yeah. And, okay, so what's your favorite thing about the city?
My favorite thing is actually just the complete opposite. The new spirit of change that I've found here in Cincinnati. Just living here for the past 8 years or so,
mm-hmm.
I've seen Cincinnati make a lot of strides forward. I've seen some steps backwards, but I've seen, a lot more progress than digression, I guess.
Is it a progress in attitude or economics? Where is the progress?
I think the progress is in attitude.
Okay.
A lot of the younger generation, they're just really just trying not to be like their parents and their grandparents and just really trying to do what makes them happy and just being an individual and just trying to just work together. And that's something that I really like. A lot of people have stepped out and really tried to work with me with the shop. Prior to the shop, I've been running a t-shirt line and just I've met so many different people and it's just that change. Just everybody's there. When we did the Flyer Die event, we had almost 400 people.
Amazing.
Everybody is just there, you know, just looking for a positive experience and just looking to just express themselves. And that's just something that's just very... It makes me feel optimistic about Cincinnati.
Okay, so that's a great segue into where do you see you and your business in 10 years?
In 10 years, I hope to be just an anchor, you know, for the city. Just a place, just a kind of like a launching pad. Just a place where the individuals can come down, just feel free. Come down, you know, show off their work, their art, their music. Like we're looking to do in stores everywhere. I'm just here, just here to make change, and that's really the biggest thing.
That's all we need, man. That's what we need. More people like-minded, you know, and hopefully that attitude and your, display or example when it will encourage people. Oftentimes, people think that we as entrepreneurs shy away from competition. I challenge you to look at it another way, meaning those out there. I think we understand that competition is good because it encourages creativity of the individuals. If you have someone who's doing the same thing, recognize that it's not exactly the same thing because you're two different people with two different perspectives, two different approaches. But also look at it as if you feel slightly intimidated by it, that is to encourage your juices to flow, so to speak, to get you motivated to do something better, take it up a notch, move to the next phase, if you will. So I thank you for, again, believing enough in the city and in yourself to establish a brand and nurture it. I am doubly grateful for the fact that you brought it to the heart of Cincinnati over the Rhine, and modeled not only the brand, but the concept after what you've seen and learned through your travels here as well as other places. Mm-hmm. And I hope that you will not be a stranger. We'd love to have you back on once we go to 95.7, reinforce our commitment to not only Cincinnati, but to those in Cincinnati who've shown their commitment to the city as well. I'd like to say thank you.
Thanks for having me.
As always, I'd like to thank my homegirl who's been quite quiet today, Coco Colay. Colay, you're going to have a little more energy next week.
I will. I'm going to have my coffee.
Please get some coffee, Coco. I felt it appropriate to leave today on a slightly spiritual and futuristic note. The future are the youth of Cincinnati, so we will go out playing a track from one of the young entertainers here in the city. You guys have heard her before, K to the I to the E to the R to the A. It's how you spell her name. That's Kira, for those who are literally challenged. Her song is Shiitake Mushrooms. Please note that we do not encourage profanity, but she is saying shiitake. There's just a pause in the middle. We had some people ask about that before. It's shiitake mushrooms. That's what she likes. And then we'll go out with a beat, a track from Mysterious Productions, an OG of sorts on the music scene here in Cincinnati. He has sort of a Chinese proverb spin on this beat, and we hope you enjoy it as much as we did. We'd like to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. Again, you're listening to WVQC, Cincinnati's local listening alternative. We are Cincinnati's conscience, the only show in town where the citizens are the celebrities. Thank you again, and until next week, peace.
Peace.
This beat right here make you want to dance quick. I rhyme so sick, you be like, holy shit, Taki mushrooms, that's what I like. And this beat, it's sick, all right. I spit it like this, and I spit it like that. I rhyme all this, so you know it ain't whack. You can do any dance to the song, of course. The way I spit these rhymes is oh so fresh. It makes them kinda better than the rest. Though I don't rap about dancing on the poles and shaking my stuff like a bunch of O's. But the beat right here make you wanna dance quick. I rhyme so sick you be like, holy shit. Taki mushrooms, that's what I like. And this beat is sick. Alright, my mama taught me a lot of things, including always be treated like a queen. And that goes out to y'all little girls and even y'all big ones. Of course, hold up, bring back the track right quick. I might have said something that y'all all missed, so let me repeat it again.
Hey.
This beat right here make you wanna dance quick. I rhyme so sick you be like, holy shit. Taki mushrooms, that's what I like. And it's me, it's sick. Alright, do a little dance, do a little dance, do a little dance. Ha ha ha!